Well, I'm sharing this morning to open the service from Isaiah, from yesterday's reading, in Isaiah 13. And it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation." And when I read that, I thought, yes, amen. I've always believed that. There is nothing new there. That is just wonderful. So I thought, well, let me see what some others that have gone before us have said, some wise Christian men have said about this verse. And I looked, and everybody agreed, and there was nothing new under the sun. And then I read what J. Vernon McGee said, and I was just tickled, because he said, salvation is a person, not a program, or a system, or a ritual, or a liturgy. Salvation is a person, and that person is the Lord Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, salvation is a person. And I went back and I read it again. It said, God is my salvation. God is my salvation. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. Amen. So I said, yeah, J. Vernon, great, I like that. And so then I thought, well, let's go a little deeper. So I went to the Hebrew for the word salvation. And again, a surprise. I don't know, I suppose I've looked up salvation before. But I looked it up as it was translated from this verse in Hebrew. And the word is, in Hebrew, is Yeshua. Yeah. Ring a bell? I think so. And it means to deliver or to save, to help, my deliverance, my welfare, my health, my saving, my victory, my prosperity. In other words, he is, Jesus is my all in all. He's everything. And then it says, what is my part? That's God's part. What's my part? I will trust. What was wrong with the Israelites? They didn't trust. They didn't believe, and they didn't trust. So what do I get out of this verse? I'm supposed to trust. That's my part. What does it mean to trust? It's batak in Hebrew, and it means to be secure in, to be confident in, to be bold and careless, to put my hope in. I don't have to care when I know he's taking care of me. Is that right? Amen. And I can be confident that he is all, and he's everything that he says he is. And then it goes down, and from the last verses, if you want to put those up for me, Pat, please. Sing praises to God. He's done it all. Let the whole earth know what he's done. Raise the roof. Sing out your heart. Sing your hearts out, O Zion. The greatest lives among you, the Holy of Israel. And then I was led to Colossians, and Colossians 1:27 and 28 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And from the Message Bible, Peterson states it this way, God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret, inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery in a nutshell is just this, Christ in you, therefore you can look forward to sharing God's glory. It's that simple. That is the substance of our message. So what is it? If salvation is a person, tie it from the Old Testament Isaiah to the New Testament and Colossians, the secret of the kingdom of God is Christ in you, Cease Hall, the hope of glory. Christ in you, Royal Journey. That's what it's all about. It's Christ in us. Salvation is a person, and where does that person live today? In us. So as we go forth in the world, we're bringing salvation to this world. If Christians could just get that and hold on to it, everything would be changed. Our mentality would be changed. We'd think differently about ourselves. Are we supposed to believe that Christ is in us and that is the hope of glory? Amen. A resounding yes. Yeah. Yes, Christ in you. Say that to one another. Say it to your neighbor. Christ in you, the hope of glory, Pete. Dean, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. We're going to shine for Jesus. There is coming a time when all of our lights will turn on and we'll get this. And glory to God, when the body of Christ comes forward, each and every one of us, believing and trusting in Him in us, things will change on this earth. Amen. Let's stand and let's say these verses together because they're exciting. Amen. Is this a key of the kingdom?
Yes, it is.
Could it be? Hallelujah. Okay. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Sing praise songs to God. He's done it all. Let the whole earth know what He's done. Raise the roof. Sing your hearts out, O Zion. The greatest lives among you, the Holy of Israel.